Good afternoon. You've got 91.9 KPTZ tuned on your FM dial or computer or phone. Here in Port Townsend, Washington, I'm Simon Janes, bringing you the news that is local for Friday, April 8th, 2022. In the studio today with me, the Spring Break crew.
I'm Ivan Janes.
And I'm Sid Janes.
Hope all you kids out there have had a good vacation. Enjoy your last couple of days off here. What about you dudes? Any big plans for the last weekend of spring break?
I don't really know.
What about you?
I don't really know.
Okay, well, I guess we're not doing anything then, huh?
Yes, we are.
We're gonna do something.
COVID-19 rates in Jefferson County are still in the moderate range today, but they're on the higher end of that range and appear to be in an upward trend. The two-week case rate has increased in the last 4 days from 146 per 100,000 on Tuesday to 171 per 100,000 as of today. Jefferson County Public Health has reported 16 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 2 days, bringing our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,228. There are 36 active cases in isolation. We will await the upcoming Board of County Commissioners health briefing on April 11th to find out if Dr. Allison Berry believes we are beginning to see another surge of cases. In the meantime, it is important to note that the Department of Health still recommends mask wearing in public indoor spaces as the safest course of action. You can find the most up-to-date health information at jeffersoncountypublichealth.org under the COVID-19 tab. If you have had a positive at-home test result, please visit the website and follow the instructions to let the department know. Multiple fire departments and agencies battled a large commercial fire yesterday in downtown Friday Harbor on San Juan Island. It lasted for hours and caused millions of dollars in damage. The fire in the area of Front and Spring Streets was called in by a tow truck driver at 3:43 a.m. Thursday. Multiple buildings were involved, according to Kimberly M. Kimple with San Juan County Fire Protection. One of the buildings damaged dates back to the 1870s. A tavern, coffee house, kayak rental business, and real estate offices were among the properties affected. The fire was mostly contained by Thursday evening, but it continued to smolder and proved difficult to fully extinguish. According to Deputy State Fire Marshal Amy Thornton, state fire assistance has been mobilized in support of local firefighters who have contained the Spring Street fire located in San Juan County near Friday Harbor. Washington State Patrol Chief John Batiste authorized the mobilization of state firefighting resources on April 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the request of San Juan Island County Fire District No. 2. No injuries were reported, and there was no evidence that anyone was inside the buildings when the fire started. An investigation into the cause is ongoing and could take weeks to complete. The Washington State Department of Natural Resources announced Wednesday morning the launch of a historic carbon project on state trust lands that will offset millions of metric tons of emissions by protecting an estimated 10,000 acres of western Washington's forests. The project is broken into two phases and will launch in Thurston, Grays Harbor, Whatcom, and King counties. Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz launched the initiative Wednesday, signing a commissioner's order and moving 3,750 acres into protection status. The forests will be entered into leases similar to existing DNR leases for renewable energy businesses, which stipulate their use for storing carbon and generating revenue through carbon markets. The DNR initiative represents an actual first in the nation in that it is the first time a state agency is using carbon markets to immediately remove stands of trees from the planned harvest schedule, many of which were slated for imminent logging. Over 900,000 carbon offset credits will be generated from the project in the first 10 years, which is equivalent to offsetting over 2 billion miles driven by gas-powered cars, according to the EPA's greenhouse gas equivalencies. Anyone checking local ferry schedules for route updates has likely noticed a slight delay in the Washington State Ferry System's service restoration plan. The WSF released an update yesterday stating, "We've had a small setback in service restoration efforts this week because of an unusually high number of relief requests among our employees, likely due to a common cold affecting many in our workforce. This is an unfortunate example of why this process will be a slow turn of the dial." The state agency went on to explain that while the immediate goal remains to restore service to pre-pandemic levels on a route-by-route basis, they can't provide set timelines for each run because of unpredictable factors like this one. The Port Townsend-Coopville route is currently running on its regular winter schedule, but it is not scheduled to increase service for the summer season. And that's it for today's local news. You can contact us at news@kptz.org.
I'm Sid Janes, and have a great weekend.
I'm Ivan Janes. Have a great canoe race.
And I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening.